Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Clicking Balls. This is our Essendon Bombers 2020 season preview. So what we're going to do first is just have a quick look back at 2019 for the Bombers before we get into what's coming up this year for them. So Essendon snuck into the finals on 12 wins with an absolutely shocking percentage, but they still played finals. So is that a pass or a fail for them?
I'd say it's a big pass.
Yeah.
It's a big pass. Yeah.
I'm going to say fail only because it's become such a meme of how long it's been since Essendon won a final. I think it's going back to more than 10 years.
Yeah, there's a website dedicated to that, I'm pretty sure.
Or a Twitter 15 account.
15 years, I believe.
15 years, there you go. Oh,
that's beautiful.
So I have it just under, even though they played finals, I don't think anybody gave them a credible threat once they got there.
No, see, I didn't. They had a few losses that were absolute fucking smashings.
Yeah.
We'll get to those in
the we will get to those.
But, I mean, they did better than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I was quite high on them at the start of the year.
It was last season, wasn't it? That's amazing.
I mean, I was probably pretty optimistic on them last season.
We're definitely going to do the highs first because the lows are a high for me. We should probably say this at the front that Essendon is my least favourite team. Yours as well?
Yeah, they've grown to that position though. They never used to be, but they've just, you know, they've matured. They've done all the right things to really just, you know, nail that spot down.
It's just been bred into me as a Hawthorn supporter. So
they are the Astros of the league.
It's the only way I didn't mind them. You know, I knew a few Essendon supporters and just, I don't like any of them anymore except for, you know, Kaz and Jordan.
I find it hard to sort of show my hatred there because North have such a heavy rivalry with Essendon. Essendon are kind of like...
Yeah, you're our seventh biggest rivals.
It's like the Chun Li and Bison scene. It's like you fucked us over back in the day in the VFL, the VFA, and they're like, it was a Tuesday.
All right, their highs for the year. I thought Tipper continued to capture the imagination and it's turned into a real icon there.
For me, that one was the big match against North. Like North were up with about 12 seconds to go shit. And he was corralled in the corner. Like, he had no business fucking taking a
defenders
shot.
Defenders did their job.
Oh, perfectly.
They did well.
He had no fucking right to have that shot.
Yep.
And he just pulls it out, and you're like, fuck.
Right
that.
Over the umpire's hat.
And it's one of those ones where he was too good.
All you can do is turn around and shake his hand.
Yeah, like, there's maybe four players in the league that'll make that kick. Or even have a better than 5% chance of doing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys like he, Eddie Betts' buddy, they'll do that 9 times out of 10, and you just fucking have to stand back and go, look, we just gave him too much space.
Yeah. My high was obviously them snagging Jake Townsend. Oh, it's massive, massive get for them.
They've in the offseason.
Give us someone that's got some finals experience in their fold.
finals winning experience
and dominated that game as well. Someone was, you know, hard tackler, really what they need in that squad. Hope he gets injured.
Zach Merritt pulled out their best of Ferris as well. I had that in there.
That's just fair enough to
acknowledge it. Their lows,
otherwise known as the highs for everyone else.
The highs for us. Do we go with the big one? My favorite game of the year that did not involve Hawthorn was 21 goals in a row.
Oh, it was amazing. That's like that united a nation. Like, people think that the Melbourne Cup stops the nation.
I think I got text messages from you, Brenton. You're like, are you watching this? And that was at 14.
I was crying. Like, I mean, I haven't given birth to any offspring yet, but I feel like it'd be the same.
I'll give you a tip. You're not going to.
No, well, you know, it's still a long way to go. But just the fact that, you know, just kept on going and going and going. And
Even if you watch Fox Footy after the siren on Saturday nights, they had Dermy and Brad Johnson on the couches there having a drink. And Brad Johnson's obviously very happy that the Bulldogs have got up. Dermy happier.
Yeah, yeah. And to me, it was like watching, you know, Maccabi Diva run around again. Like,
it just kept coming.
You know she's going to win. It's just how much will she win by?
Now, what would you prefer? That the Essendon didn't get a goal to break the sequence, or they got that one goal so you get the Bronx cheer?
Oh, I love that one goal.
Yeah, I do too.
I love that one goal because then you're like, that's how we do it.
Bulldog supporters stood up and clapped.
Yeah. That's like the goal that you get back in juniors when one team was absolutely smashing them. And like, oh, we get percentage.
It doesn't work that way.
But under 15s don't know how this percentage works. Yeah, yeah. So
I just wish they had 14 men on the field, like the Bulldogs. And they just pulled everyone off and just went, fuck it, come on.
I also had one of their low points of the year. Well, their percentage was 95. And there were five teams outside the eight that had a better percentage than them.
Yeah.
So that says a couple of things, or could suggest a couple of things. One is maybe they had an easier draw. I don't think that's right. What I think is that when things went bad, they went, oh, fuck
it. Yeah, yeah. I think, obviously, they're just lacking defense. There's not a whole lot they can manage to keep in the park.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other low as well. Obviously, Danaher only playing four games, and Smith only played four games.
And for some reason, they kept him. That's another big low.
Well, yeah, they played hardball with his trade.
I don't know why they wanted him.
Obviously, they didn't really play hardball. They put an offer out there that they knew was going to say no. Like, I mean, they would have taken it if Sydney threw in two first-round picks and Isaac Heaney.
Yeah.
But Sydney were never going to take it. So it was an offer that wasn't an offer.
They wouldn't throw in one of those.
But I agree with you, Brenton. Why do that?
Why bother?
Like we said, living in Melbourne, we know Danaher's got an attitude problem. He doesn't want to fucking play footy. So, yeah, I don't know how they couldn't see that.
It's gonna be the talk all year, you know. And there is the chance that at the end of this year he's a delisted, a free agent, either restricted or unrestricted. I'm not sure. So there is a good chance they get nothing for him.
Yeah, I mean, come up injury though. I mean, he could have a great season. He could win the Coleman and then have to hand it to Sam Mitchell.
That'd be lovely.
This is what we do here.
Oh, I'm just going to have to go have a cold shower thinking of that. All right, so let's look at their list changes then, which doesn't include Danaher. So they're out. Mark Bagley, David Myers, and Matty D. I think great players and servants of the club. You know, especially Matty D, who came over when they had the delisted players with the SADA.
Yeah. I was just thinking, this could be our most listened to pre-season, what do you call them, primer, and have zero downloads from Essendon supporters.
Certainly no re-listens from them.
But those three players there, I think there's list cloggers, Journeyman, and Handy. I think they were all Handy.
Yeah, they were better than Journeyman.
Definitely weren't stars, but Handy.
Look, Bagley, I think I don't think he had an All-Australian Guernsey, but he very well could have. You know, he was that kind of player and very handy with the ball. Myers had an absolutely booming boot on him, but did make mistakes at times. But look, they're handy players. They were best 22 when they were running around. But again, it is the next generation's chance to take over them. See, Bagley is the only one I was really surprised with.
Yeah, see, I want to see more booming boots.
Yeah.
Because so often now we hear about, oh, so-and-so's done great in the beep test.
Yeah.
So-and-so's won the 5K time trial. Mm. I want to hear so-and-so kick the fuck out of the ball and put a 90-metre torp in that bitch.
It's good. It's great when the team set up behind the ball and got their zones, but a 70-metre torp can defeat many zones.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Stuart Dew had a whole career off his left leg. His thigh got him another 100 games.
We're talking about Essendon handing over medals to Hawthorn players. Now you bring up Stewie Jew. I'm pretty sure it's not my birthday. All right. The ins. We've got to do the ins. Tom Cutler and Andrew Phillips. So it really is just a little bit of backup in the ruck department.
I mean,
really, with Phillips. And Cutler's a handy player from Brisbane.
I expected them to go for open the war chest and try and get in Hawthorn's medical team. Because, I mean, fuck me. They have been savaged by injury.
I'm going blank now, but I've got a feeling they did poach somebody from Hawthorn's back office, but I can't remember who it was. But anyway.
Was his last name Hawkin?
Not quite. But Cutler's a decent player and you know, not quite like for like, but certainly the same sort of level, I think, as Bagley.
I don't mind
or
him.
Will be. Yeah, good player.
I'm actually interested to see where they play Jacob Townsend. Because he can play a lot of different positions, and it depends where they need him.
Yeah.
And they need him in a lot of spots.
Was he? He wasn't a trade, was he? He was delisted.
Yeah, delisted or free agent, one of the two.
Or delisted free agent.
Yeah, no, no room for him.
Yep.
They also got Mitch Hibbert, I think.
No, they got rid of him.
They got rid of the other Hibbert.
Hartley. They got rid of Hartley.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, they're double ups for season 2020. They got twice against GWS, Collingwood, Adelaide, North and Sydney. GWS and Collingwood are going to be very rough. Obviously, they've got the Anzac game where things can happen, but
yeah,
they're rough double ups for Essendon.
I mean, based on last season, yeah, but we saw what happens to some teams that get an absolute fucking poleaxing in the finals.
True.
They go to water. Having said that, there's too many players on GWS that are too fucking good.
And they look good in the preseason already. Yeah. And I think all of us have got GWS and Collingwood in the top four as well.
Well, I think if GWS come out and learn to play the body... it's going to get nasty teams.
They got too much talent in that team for what they've achieved.
And like, I don't care how their season, who they're playing in the first five games. Hope they win them all. Give them some bit of, give the supporters something to come out and then watch them get pumped for that season.
Yeah, but GWS need a player to look after that talent. Like an older player who's maybe played some country footy, maybe 40 years old, has a podcast, is good in like 30-second bursts and then comes off on the bench.
30 seconds?
All right.
30?
I mean, I'm including running on the field. I mean, run on, bang. All right, that's 2 weeks. See ya. I'm a bit player. I'm cheap.
I'd like to know who on that team you reckon you could lob a punch on.
Yeah. I mean, provided looking the other way, and it's a centre bounce or some shit.
And it's being held.
That bastard.
Maybe one of the draft picks. Maybe.
I reckon I can probably keep up with Mumford on the sausages for a little bit.
No Jets.
But he can't be on the gas.
Trust me, that's when the best chance of beating him. He ain't eating shit for like weeks.
I reckon Sydney is the easiest out of those double-ups, and that's their bogey team. They find interesting ways to lose against Sydney with fucking rampy climbing posts.
And I mean, that's enough to get me to watch.
I think North determines where they are.
A little bit, yeah.
Because... again, North's one of the unpredictable teams, and so is Essendon. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, looking at the injury list that Essendon have, I might get a game.
I'm going to say that's their biggest thing coming up. How many players have had surgery and interrupted pre-seasons and more? It seems to be happening every single day.
And it does seem like, when you got Danaher saying, I don't feel like being at this club, like a generational player.
Well, he said he's happy there now, but, you know, what else is he going to say?
Yeah, it's like he got caught cheating and the missus has taken him back.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm really happy here. Saying that when you're up your nuts in that Instagram model.
Have either of you actually been out to Essendon?
Yeah.
Oh, a long time ago.
It's fucking shit. Like, prices are expensive, but not much going on out there. I don't want to be there either.
There's pokies.
Well, lots of pokies, yeah, and lots of old cunts sitting on the houses, pushing up the prices.
There's
just not much going on.
Kind of virus is coming through. There won't be many old cunts left.
Well, this is true. This is the purge that they're waiting for, I think.
What I love about that is that Corona beer sales have dropped 50%.
Yeah.
It's like, do you reckon they just decided to try and bribe some cunt and call it Budweiser virus or some shit?
Do something else. All right. Who's in for a big year then at Essendon?
Their list manager.
Ooh.
Dodoro. Adrian Dodoro.
Yeah, he better pull his finger out.
Make some deals, you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon he might have painted himself into a corner.
If you're a backman there, you've got a career. Because Mitch Hibbert was brought in to play back, and he's injured. You've got Cale Hooker, his hip's fucked. We don't know what's going on there. Even Tom Bellchamber's, his knee is a bit cactus.
I mean, that's why they brought in Andrew Phillips, is to back up Bellchamber's in the ruck.
Yeah, I mean, geez, they're gonna struggle to have quality backup. And it's been shown so often that you lose two of your backline generals, the backline falls apart.
It's hard to replace them. But having said that, you know, I thought the two players in for a big year are both backmen Paddy Ambrose and McGrath, both running backmen that use the ball well.
Ambrose is out for 8 weeks with a knee.
Yeah, there you go.
There's more trouble.
There's more trouble there.
So we hope he has.
He hasn't done an ACL, but I think he's done a kneecap or a PCL.
So he's not going to play around one. Might get back to running around about then, and probably after the bye he'll come back in.
Yeah.
But losing so much leadership in your back line is just—it's a season killer. So I'm, I think Essendon will make the best of it, but I don't think their best of it is going to be that great.
Oh, I don't.
Yep. Sorry, I got Brendan Zerk Thatcher in for a massive year. There's one reason.
Old Maggie. Like,
old BZT. No, yeah.
There's one very, very particular reason. It's because he's heads above everyone else.
Literally?
That's because his neck's fucking massive. Have you seen this cunt?
Oh, that's a fucking
Jesus
neck.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I tell you what. Stop the podcast. Like, go and have a look
at
that
neck. If you just like put a thumb over his head and a thumb over his shoulders, you'd swear that's a shaft of a penis.
Do you remember
100%?
Do you remember the He-Man dolls?
That is the shaft of a penis.
There was that one where you twisted his body and his whole head rose on this neck. Mechaneck, I think it was called.
Probably.
Yeah, we had a Ghostbusters that did that, right? A Ghostbusters toy where you'd squeeze his arms in.
And his head would jump up.
And his eyes pop out.
Yeah.
Back when toys were toys.
Aaron Francis I had down as well, because he's got a lot of talent in him. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I think he was flirting with the idea of heading back to South Australia, and then he...
And then he saw how those teams were going.
He signed on with Essendon. He's got too much talent to be just a middle-of-the-road type of player.
Yeah.
So I think about 4 or 5 seasons in now, he's ready to go.
Definitely, if Zerk Thatcher gets a game, he's getting way more free kicks than Joel Selwood. He's getting a lot of high contact.
That neck high. Like, how could you not...
What expectations do you have on Devon Smith?
Well, I mean, best of fairest in his first year, and then spent most of last year injured. I think he only played 7 games. So he's potentially the best player in that side.
Did he go straight from... He was GWS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, did he go straight from GWS or went somewhere else first?
No, straight. He was a trade. They shifted heaven and earth to get him and Dylan Scheel.
We talked about backline depth before. Yep. One player who is doing well and has had brilliant seasons is Adam Sard.
Yep.
If they can keep him running with the ball and delivering well...
He knows nothing else.
Yeah,
I don't know who stops him, even the coaches.
But he needs space.
Yep.
And so previously you'd have the backline, like Hooker or whatever, telling him to run.
Hooker,
he's not going to have
Hooker
that option.
Hooker is early,
yeah. But if he can get in space, they're going to have a great season.
Absolutely.
I mean, the other two I really like watching too is obviously Tipper, but Irving Mosquito, he had some really good moments.
I don't think he played a game.
Yeah.
Maybe I was watching VFL.
Yeah, you might have been watching the VFL.
You're a big VFL fan.
I go anywhere I can that North might win. VFL is a bit of a disappointment, to be honest. AFLW, I'm loving at the moment.
I think Mosquito, he still needs another preseason in him. He's still a slight little fella.
Bloody tiny, but mind you, Tip and Woody's not a tall lad.
He's a thick lad, though.
Yeah. So Mosquito's 176 centimetres and 72 kilos.
Yeah. There are draftees that are coming in that are bigger than that. Although, it's only his second year on the list. So, who's on the outer? Obviously, Danaher. And it's going to be talked about
definitely
all
the
year.
Yep. Yeah.
Because
he will not fall that.
Who's coaching this shit squad again?
Well, Worsfold is coaching it this year. Until,
oh, shit, he's definitely gone.
Well, he is.
Well, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He's handing over to Ben Rutten at the end of the year. And that causes an issue as well.
Right.
Because who's coach? Well, who's coach, though? I mean...
Sean McKernan will coach. If anyone can make a career out of coaching, it's him. Because he has made so... He's got 100 more games than his talent earned him. And has had some damn good games.
He's had some damn good games. I mean, if he's got 100 games, his talent is worth 100 games exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, in terms of getting the most out of a player, he's got to know every trick in the fucking book.
Again,
he's got Brownlow votes.
I hold no ill will against him at all. Because
I should know.
He you can see how hard he tries, and it works half the time or better. And you go, you know what, mate? You fucking earned it. Anything you've got, you fucking earned it.
That's, I mean, if you can take that effort and that polishing a turd to a superstar player, Jesus Christ, yeah. They'd be Gary Ablett-esque.
Absolutely. He must have a good work ethic.
So, yeah, I'm tipping him to be coach in 2021.
Well, usually we assume how much is the pressure is the coach under, but obviously he's already said this is his last year and he's handing over to Ben Rutten. So
absolutely no pressure at
no
all.
No pressure whatsoever. So, finishing eighth on 12 wins last year. Brenton, where have you got Essendon finishing this year?
Well, I've got them finishing a good 11th. Heath, where have you got them?
I got him in ninth.
Sweet. All right, just let me get through a beer. I'm going to sit down real nice and tight.
Josh, where have you got Essendon finishing this year?
Now, you see, initially I was a bit sceptical of Essendon. So I thought, look, they'll probably have a worse season this year than last year.
Much worse?
And then the injuries started coming out. And then I thought...
And then again, more injuries.
His Gold Coast look all right. so I've got him finishing...
Issues in the coaching box?
I've got him finishing a bit lower than everyone at
18th.
At 18th.
Wooden spoon.
And I think what we could see happening, if that does... It could be the moment where we see Carlton and Collingwood come as one, march towards the G.
Oh, there'll be more. Oh.
With a wooden spoon the size of Essendon Airport and just land that motherfucker in the middle of the MCG.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we do these ladder predictors every year. We award, you know, points for and see who wins. If Essendon finish 18th, I think you win
Josh
automatically.
Wins, yeah, exactly.
We don't bother calculating anything else.
Yeah.
You've won. As a matter of fact, we all win.
Yeah, exactly. But what will be real difficult then, who's the guy that runs this team? Is it Dave Cochran? Sam Cochran?
No, that's...
No, not anymore. He goes up Gold Coast way.
Yeah. Who runs...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Paul Little.
Who's the list manager again?
Didoro,
yeah.
Adrian Didoro.
The hardest part is if they finish last, the trade table, they just can't ask for first round, number one draft picks off everyone.
Because
that's the team.
They'll still ask.
What are they going to do?
Oh, actually, that might help them, because if they lose Danaher and they get compensation, it might be after your first pick, you get pick two.
I mean, the other thing is, too, their last game is round 23 up in Brisbane. If they do finish last, they might claim asylum. Yeah. the Equatorial Guinea running team, whatever it is.
Yeah, well,
Sierra Leone.
If you're the best, like, first and second player in the under 18s, it's basically a sentence.
Well, apparently this year,
Essendon aren't giving you up ever.
About half of the predicted top 20 are academy or father-son picks.
Right.
It's really, really compromised this year. So
there's people getting 23andMe tests just to prove that it's not their dad.
I like it. All right, that'll do us.
Yeah, see
you. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.